Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال آمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر فلسوف تعلمون لأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ولأصلبنكم أجمعين.
Pharaoh said, "You believed Moses before I gave you permission. Indeed, he is your leader who has taught you magic, which you are going to know. I will surely cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and I will surely crucify you all."
قالوا لا ضير إنا إلى ربنا منقلبون.
They said, "No harm. Indeed, to our Lord we will return."
إِنَّا نَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لَنَا رَبُّنَا خَطَايَانَا أَنْ كُنَّا أَوَّلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Indeed, we aspire that our Lord will forgive us our sins because we were the first of the believers.
Brothers and sisters, up to this part of the story of Prophet Moses and his invitation of Pharaoh to monotheism, we understood that the sorcerers who were fighting against him, they were changed into believers, and they answered Pharaoh decisively. They said, "La dayra, inna ila rabbina munqalibun." They said, "No matter, verily we unto our Lord shall return." But they knew they had committed sins, and they were the leaders of struggle against this prophet of the Almighty Allah. They had initiated the fight at first with him, but they were hoping that the encircling Allah's mercy would cover them as well. That's why they continued saying, "Inna natma'u an yaghfira lana rabbuna khatayana an kunna awwal al-mu'minin." This is because they no longer feared anything, nor being threatened by Pharaoh, nor being in their own bloods. They feared only one thing. They feared only their former sins and the punishment for their former sins. So they hoped that they would be forgiven under the faith and under Allah's mercy. And now look at this kind of power. This kind of power they are given now. The ones who sweared by Pharaoh's power and dignity that they are going to be victors against the Prophet of Allah. Now they answer him decisively. What kind of power is it that when it comes to the heart of man, the biggest powers will be nothing in view of them? And such a man resists the most severe tortures and is generous in sacrificing himself. This can only be the power of faith and believing.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
حفظ الكتاب بصدره فبدا وضيئا كالنجوم تألقا وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So this belief, this faith they had now in their hearts, this is the light of the flame of love which makes martyrs for the sake of Allah. And these martyrs count martyrdom sweeter than honey. This is the power from which the Holy Prophet ﷺ gained help. He could gain support and with which he could educate the Muslims, whose history surprises the people of the world and very quickly brought a back-held nation to a pride of position. Anyway, this event caused Pharaoh and his government dear. And according to some narrations, he even materialized some of these threats and he martyred the wizards. But not only did it not suppress people's feelings and their sentiments were initiated in favor of Moses, but it also exasperated them. Everywhere people, they were going around talking about the newly appeared prophet as well as the first faithful martyrs. They said, إِنَّا نَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لَنَا رَبُّنَا خَطَايَانَا أَنْ كُنَّا أَوَّلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We are the first of the believers. We were the first ones to believe in the invitations of this prophet. Now, the question that rises here is how these faithful and repentant wizards called themselves the first believers. Was their purpose that they were the first believers in that event? Or were they the first believers from among the supporters of Pharaoh? Or it could be said that they were the first believers who were martyred and they were threatened to be chastised in that event. All these commentaries are possible, but they are not at the same time inconsistent with each other. These commentaries are, of course, true when we believe that before them, some of the children of Israel or other than them had believed in Moses. But if we say that they were told to meet directly Pharaoh and to plant the first blow on him after being appointed to prophecy, it is likely that this group of believers were really the first believers and it needs no other explanation or commentary. Brothers and sisters, thank you for staying with us. We took great help from an enlightening commentary into the light of the Holy Quran, available at al-islam.org in the explanations of the verses of this chapter. Thank you for staying with us again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.